Greetings and blessings.
Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and blessings, greetings and blessings, greetings and more blessings coming to you live from Sankofa Divinity, the upper room of Sankofa Divinity, with Dr. Yahshua Elohim. I am so grateful to be back on the air and to be a divine expression of all that is and all that will ever be. It's been a while, and I'm just returning. I'm returning. So if you find any interest in this podcast or the message, please get, you can always reach out at sankofadivinity.com or you can reach out to sankofadivinity@outlook.com. Or if you want a free consultation on a one-on-one coaching session or you want to talk about long-distance Reiki therapy, you can reach me at 984-444-2157. Okay. All right. So I got that out of the way. So today I want to talk about actually the topic of my show is returning home to self. And what does it mean to return home to self? Well, we all want to return home to we want to return to a place of peace and comfort and tranquility. We want to return home to a space that is somewhat unbothered and undisturbed by the environment outside of the home, right? But we all want to return to home. But this is, I'm not talking about a tangible thing here. I'm talking about returning home within oneself. I'm talking about coming home to self, to take up your natural state of being. What is your natural state of being? Your natural state of being is peace, poise, and having the ability to do what needs to be done when it needs to be done. That's your natural state of being. Now, am I saying that we don't have knee-jerking experiences? Oh, no, we're going to have knee-jerking experiences because that's what the flesh, that's why we're in our flesh. That's why we have senses that experience life. So we're going to have knee-jerking experiences through the conditions and the situations that we may find ourselves in. But the interesting thing about returning home and knowing that you have returned home within yourself is that you won't remain in a troubled state. And your time in any kind of situation or condition, you will find a way or you will invest in responding to a situation versus reacting to a situation, right? Reacting, a reflex. You'll have such tranquility and peace and harmony within yourself. And when I use the word harmony, I'm talking about being more integrated within yourself. What does it mean to be more integrated within yourself? It means to have the mind, body, and soul all in alignment with one another. It means, and for right people who know about Reiki, it means having all of your energy centers within your energetic body in alignment, okay, and corresponding to the faculties of the tree of life, okay? What is the tree of life? You. This is why we are divine beings. This is why we are divine beings. And returning to self is more about reclaiming your own divinity as you are. That's what it's about. It's about reclaiming who you are as a divine being. So once you do this and you become established within yourself, you become solid and crystallized within yourself, the things in this world will not be so bothersome to you. Of course, they will happen. You're going to have situations that come up in your life. You're going to have conditions. But the way you respond to it will be from a divine perspective. What is that divine perspective? You will respond from a space of peace, poise, and power, basically. You will respond to it from a place of integration within yourself. Now, if you have not reclaimed your divinity, if you have not returned home to thine self, okay, then you will continue to react to every situation and every condition that flies up and comes up into your life. And then on top of that, there will be a created pattern of you going through the same thing over and over again because you're reacting to it versus responding. I use the word responding simply because it is attached to ability. So when you respond to a thing, you have the ability to respond to it from a divine perspective, a spiritual perspective. What is that perspective? You want to respond from that perspective and that space is you want to respond to a thing from peace, poise, and power, from a principle of perfection, from the principles or the principles of the universe, the laws of the universe. You want to respond as if you understand completely your alliance and the alliance of the laws of the universe with you as a divine being. See? As a divine being, we have laws that we must abide by. And as we abide by those laws as a divine being, all the other laws will take care of themselves. People don't realize that. All the other laws will take care of themselves. So as a divine being, I say, when I talk about divine beings being governed by a particular law, being governed by a particular law, a particular kingdom, I'm talking about the universal laws of this universe, of life. I'm talking about cause and effect, the law of mentalism, the law of vibration, the law of rhythm, the law of gender, the law of polarity, things that law of correspondence, those things. See, we get in alignment with the laws of this universe, then the law of attraction is in our favor all the time. Otherwise, it will not be. You will be walking around disjointed and discombobulated most of the time, confused and frustrated, disappointed about things that are going on in your life, when in fact you can change everything in your life for the good if you only return within thine self. Return to thine self. Come to thine self. Before I get off, I'll tell you a story about the prodigal son. And everybody, all the Christians and all the pastors, pastors who preach Christianity, they know the story. They know the story. But here's two sons. They both live in a palace with their father. One of them decides to take his inheritance and go out and travel and be in the world. Okay, be in the world, not of the world, get it? So he goes out and be in the world, and he basically just dries up everything that his father has given him. He loses everything, and he finds himself in the pig pen with the pigs, eating the same thing as the pigs ate, the swine, eating the same food. And in that moment, that dark moment of the soul, he come to himself. What does that mean? He returned home to himself. And in returning home to himself, within himself, he said within himself, then I must go home to my father. So he returned home to his father. His father welcomes him with open arms, gives him garments, places a ring on his finger, and treat him as if he's the most adored child that ever has come home. That's what it means to return home to self. see. You return home to your divinity. You come to yourself. Yes, the world is your oyster, and it will open up. Because at the end of the day, we live, move, and have our being in the laws of God. In the laws of God. And we are constantly setting these laws in motion by the words of our mouth. How much better or how much more it is for us to speak a word from a space of divinity, from a space of peace and equilibrium, harmony, and integration, a space of peace and poise, versus speaking from a space of frustration, disappointment, constant confusion, and uproar, and internal conflicts within ourselves. I take the former. I take the former, and I will continue to live my life as a divine being, and as I will walk this earth as a deity. That is my intention. That is my intention. I will continue to speak with the wisdom of my higher self and the higher aspects of my being, which is my divinity. Take care. I'll see you next time. Goodbye.